water with you.
Thank you.
lot of things, but it's got a lot of danger. A lot of danger. The angels also approach the temple. Not having to have a place of place, because that's where lots of people would be.
because it very often comes to me as a suggestion for how we might do things differently and be more attractive to those who are not yet Christians. And it very well means that I receive them well in that statement. But actually, strengthening our community with attendance, with Bible study, with prayer, with praise, with personal contribution, these are the things that will turn us into a courageous community which simply cannot stop telling people the glorious message of the gospel. That's the first thing we can do to become courageous attendance, which means the thing. And the second, which goes from the first, is to receive again the gift of the Spirit, to be willing to receive the gift of the Spirit in order to receive it. Just to turn our focus then to the prayer that Jesus set out in the previous chapter, the start of God's sovereignty in the world, sovereign Lord, made everything. Everything is within your control, even the stuff that heard and sent his father. Together with the great powers and people who have the power of peace. All of that thing is your sovereign. You're not the one. It is your own charge. And then they made a request. And their request was, now Lord, consider your threats and enable us to serve you to speak with great boldness. Lord, you who empowered them in faith, help us to speak with great boldness. It was that prayer that brought the wonderful reception of the Spirit that they were going to do. It was filled with the Spirit of Pentecost, and it came again to their place, sovereign Lord, who made it in time for the Spirit. Help us to speak with great boldness. What we see then is a community which does, which prays to the sovereign Lord. We can observe all sorts of things about the events of our soldiers, the human feelings that flow, and the natural feelings of the angel, a wonderful thing to do. The wisdom of the man, that's something too. Lots of great detail. But if we stand back and admire the evangelism, and what we're looking at is the courageous and suffering proclamation of gospel by a community that has come together. It's a community enterprise. Evangelism is a community enterprise. Spreading the gospel in our area of the world is a community enterprise. It's a marvelous refilling of the Spirit that comes from the entire community. It really does. It really does come from the Christian prayer and Christian community. So that's my prayer, that we will be a wonderful, courageous, obedient community. What if it did work? It was great. But we can message of the gospel. We can raise the community. We can pray together. 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 We can we know that you are sovereign over this thing, and you will bring good out of this thing. We pray, Lord, therefore, that you would help us to speak the boldness in this place, so that all of us that we come across know the joy of salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, and Lord. So we give you a spirit that is inspired, and each of us, we might go forth in time.